What you want? We got a mild to hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games, and you know we talk about the latest goings more so than any other. And our Mountain West matters. Well, will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you rant about this podcast too. Just a side where Jeremy and Allison matches and kiss between the bridges. We do some good interviews, and you know from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you love this podcast too.
It does now. It says real life now, so we'll see. Mountain West Connection. Podcast here, MWCConnection.com. We're approaching 2,000 likes on Facebook.
Hi, people on
Connection, MWC Connection. Yeah, if you're watching, I didn't tweet the link out, so we find it. Good on you.
You should tweet the link out. Here.
Okay. So you can do it?
I'll tweet it out. Yeah.
Well, I got it then, because we'll take care of this. I got it right here, actually. This is the Week 11 Mountain West Connection preview show. We have 6 games. Which means, if you do your math right, that's all 12 games in action this weekend, all on Saturday. So yeah. And bowl implications are on the line. And I hope everybody took a chance to read my weekly TV schedule post, because you'll need it for the various streaming TV options on Saturday. So make sure you check that out. And if you're in Fresno, hey, you get Robert Kekalula on local TV.
Nice. Absolutely. Fantastic.
I don't think we did proper introduction. That's Chris Hondris, Jeremy Moss here hanging out, doing our typical, what do we call it, screwing around?
Yeah, sure. let's go with that. Hey, let's start by saying Schlant for everybody out there. What's your drink, Chuck, Jeremy?
Lovely. Why am I holding this up? Because nobody's watching now. I don't know why I'm doing
it. Well, you don't know. Somebody could actually be watching. Maybe we'll like. Maybe what we should start doing is we should start doing the YouTube video link along with our audio, so people can watch our reactions with that.
We'll do that next time. We'll see. I'll think about it. Because I'm laying down on a couch here and I'm just kind of lounging, so whatever. I know if
that's typically how most of our sport podcasts go throughout the SB Nation. If they aren't. Yeah, full quality.
Well, but hey, nice. We've done at least 4 shows, at least at my end, in a proper radio studio.
This season, too.
Yes, awesome. Recently. So if you notice any quality greatness in a couple episodes, that's probably why. We do our best when I'm not there. Yet we still connect through the internet, so it's weird how that works.
I have my pumpkin down from Ballast Point out of San Diego here, so I'm going with the local. Great. I just killed internet. Fantastic. All right. as soon as people got wind, I was drinking on the podcast. There it goes. Which, you know, it's not anything that's out of the ordinary. Anyway, so we're here to talk about, well, Jeremy, I guess, is still trying to get it in. Six games, not too much news on the front. So, but like I said, 12 teams, 6 games, all on Saturday. What we're going to be doing is this is going to be interesting because, we'll start with chronological order, starting with Utah State Air Force, Utah State with 1.5, favorite over the spread. It's kind of surprising because Air Force is looking like the better team as of late. But you can never underestimate the ability of Kent Myers and that Utah State defense, which has really had a rough go over the past couple weeks, especially against Wyoming. Actually, they did fantastic against Wyoming, you know. But still pounding out that loss. So, sorry, New Mexico. They lost against New Mexico. Remember, New Mexico, one win away from bowl eligibility. Utah State, one win away from bowl eligibility. Air Force is already there. Air Force has a chance to win the Mountain West if they win out. Very good chance of them to do that, but they have to go through Utah State first. And so let's see here. I'm trying to figure out where the hell Jeremy is. Waiting for people to join this call. I understand that. But I guess since I'm still alive, I'm going to continue going. So, what's the look up in this matchup for Kent Myers? Definitely want to rebound. Utah State had a not great run game last week, and they really need to get that going. Devontae Mays was only held to under 100 yards significantly last week. I think for Utah State to pull this win out, he has to be successful in running the ball. And so as a result of that, you know, it comes back then to Air Force, what this Air Force defense can do as a rush defense. Well, thing is, they struggled against your triple option teams. They struggled against Navy. They even sort of struggled against Army last week. But, I mean, they got the job done. Nice 23 victory. Should have been a lot more. But Army didn't go away either. So that's really the one of the main matchups that you want to look at for this week. I'm just going to see what is going on here. Huh. He's trying to get back in. Awesome. So, yeah, the other thing that we'll want to look out for is Utah State's defense, consistently pretty damn good. Gave up not a lot of rushing yards to New Mexico last week, but still significant amount. And they actually gave up a significant amount through the air, considering it's an air New Mexico team last week. So one of the things that you're going to be looking out for here is how does Carson Roberts get past... Hey, are you back? We're still trying to see if Jeremy's back. But how does Carson Roberts get against this this Utah State secondary, really especially with his favorite target of Garrett Brown? So Garrett Brown is a leading receiver in the conference this year, 22 receptions for 483 yards, only one touchdown, but it's like I said, it's significant. He's doing quite a bit of damage for the team. Let's see here. He's still not quite in yet, but it looks like we're getting there. But as a result, like I said, Utah State's favored by 1.5 points. I really, really, really want to take Air Force in this game. I really do. Part of it's because Air Force, I think Air Force is the better team. Part of it is because Utah State had that slip up.
I think I'm back. I don't hear Chris, so am I back with you?
Yeah. 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 I've been talking about the whole first game.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
glad I could be here tonight.
Yeah.
So can I add doubly how much more I hate Comcast right now? Or really flash because that's what happened to crash my computer.
Can I tell you that I thought it was because I admitted that I was having a beer on the podcast and I thought that you crashed the feed because of that.
You broke the honor code?
I broke the BYU honor code. Damn it.
So did you go through the first game already?
Pretty much. I said it was going to the main matchups were, and tell me if I'm wrong, main matchups is Utah State's anemic run offense versus Air Force's defense. And then on the flip side, Air Force's passing offense, how Carson Roberts is going to do. Because Garrett Brown's a leading receiver in the conference, quietly.
Yeah, and they got their tight end back who had 2 touchdowns last week. So
exactly.
Let's real quick. Yeah, I'd say those are the keys, but where's the talk about Air Force winning the conference? There's like zero.
I said they got to win up.
You know what I mean? But like outside of us, and I didn't hear what you said. Apologize or send angry letters to Comcast, but just, I mean, like outside of just now, there's been little talk and me kind of putting in my, weekly standings, Air Force wins, they're in. And they're quietly being one of the better teams in the conference.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like between New Mexico, Air Force, and Boise State, all three of those teams are in control of their own destiny. The key is Air Force is good. The question still remains is how good. We saw a small slip up against Army last week. At least I felt it was a solid win.
Oh yeah, they went back to not having Jacoby Owens run the ball 25 times. They split it up too evenly, and if they can't do that against good teams, then I'm starting to say Utah State may not be that good of a team anymore.
Oh, so you're starting to agree with me?
Well, also, how is Utah State a favorite, a road favorite too?
I was very confused about that. I figured that they felt that Utah State is slightly better, ever so slightly. But as a result, I still think Air Force is at home. Change in altitude's not that much, but still significant. I think that Utah State's defense did fantastic last week, but surprisingly gave up 187 or 180 yards through the air, 190 yards through the air. I think Air Force is probably going to do that again. They're going to expose Utah State's defense through the air rather than through the ground game. I think that's how Air Force wins.
I'll move the ball. I'm going Air Force too because Utah State, they're just not, you know what I mean? They're not playing very well, and I don't trust them that much.
Well, it's not that they're not playing well. They're just not playing as well as everybody else.
Let's just put it this way. Their offense is disappointing me. It's just hit or miss. That's the problem, really. Defense, there's a little bit. It's not as dominant, but I think it's where their offense being consistent with Kent Myers, the running game. It's just not consistent. So I'm picking Air Force to win at home. So
nice. So we are in agreement. Next game, 1 p.m. Pacific. San Jose State, Nevada. I'm going to go ahead and take sort of the lead on here just in case you cut out. So
good call.
San Jose State, Nevada. Nevada's favored at home by 1 point, so not even a full home team advantage. What? San Jose State's sneaky good. We know that. But even though their record doesn't show it, they're still good enough to be a strong team in the conference.
Yeah, like I said, look at Nevada. They swept the Player of the Week awards last week. Special teams.
Because they're playing the Fresno State.
Sorry, Matt. That's true. Here's the thing. San Jose State's rush defense, they played BYU last week. They played well. Part of it was if you're missing basically 3.5 offensive linemen, you're going to struggle. And so don't be fooled by saying, hey, they played well against BYU's rushing game. Because BYU's offensive line was a bunch of backups due to injuries and one suspension. And one guy who was on half a leg, essentially, who played like 20 snaps. So, and I would contest Nevada's rushing attack is much better than BYU.
Do you really even have to contest that?
Well, some people might see, hey, look at Nevada. Look at San Jose State. They gave up, 100 yards rushing.
We know typically how weak San Jose State's rush defense is. Give me San Jose State's rush defense versus Nevada's rush offense, and Nevada's rush offense should win every single time.
Mm-hmm.
It should.
But here's the thing. Nevada's defense isn't that great either. So Tyler Irvin will have a big game. Yeah, there's still no – I believe Tyler Winston's still out again with that knee. So who knows who Kenny Potter's probably going to target Billy Freeman a lot in this game. It did work last week. If the ball was just – if not for a wobbly pass, they would have beat BYU. Or as we discussed, or a different play, but
yeah, just different play.
There's three outcomes for me in this game. San Jose State wins by a reasonably close game. Nevada does the same, but I could also see Nevada blowing out San Jose State in this game.
Oh, I can totally see. But I could, on the other hand, I could also see San Jose State blowing this team, the other team out.
I don't think they could blow them out. I think they could win, but I don't think they could win by more than two touchdowns, unless some weird stuff, like they get another defensive touchdown or special teams touchdown, which is pretty rare, and I don't really want to bank on those actually happening. But the 1.5 line, it seems low, but I got to go with – for some reason, I want to go with Nevada just because –
Sean Henderson?
No, I'm going – not this week. Sorry, Hassan.
Not this week? Not a Hassan Henderson week. Whoa, look at that.
Well, the reason being, why go against the advantage you have for your rushing attack? Why step away from that?
Yeah.
And Spartan secondary is the best in the conference by far. Well, yardage-wise, I'd just say maybe not turnovers like what Boise can do, but it's very good secondary. Underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. San Jose State's pass defense is pretty damn good. I'd put them up there. I would put them up there. I'd say Boise State's up there, San Diego State's up there, but not really anybody else. Well, you know what? No, UNLV's secondary has turned out pretty damn good this year, too.
Yeah. I'm going this. Nevada double-digit victory. And become bowl eligible.
Oh. Here's the thing. I want to agree with you.
Then do it. Come on, do it.
I want to.
Do it.
At the same time, there's this just sneaking suspicion that Nevada is just going to completely underperform, like somehow they always do.
That scares me too. I could see that happening. Do it. Come on. Do it. Peer pressure. Do it. Do it.
No, this is what I'm going to do. Let's see. So they're sitting at 5-4 right now.
Mm-hmm. What you doing there? What are you calculating?
Heads, tails. It's tails. It's a San Jose State close victory. If it's a heads, it's going to be a Nevada large victory.
See, this is why we need to video all the time so we could see you heads or tails.
It's heads. Heads. So Nevada wins. Nevada wins big.
Oh, big. Okay. And this game is what, streaming on Mountain West Network, correct?
Yes. So that means I agree with you by the value of a coin flip.
Thanks, I guess. All right, next game, UNLV at Colorado State, Root Sports, streaming.
The coin flip.
Yeah. Streaming if you're outside of the Root Sports Network. So if you're an East Coast Rebel or maybe you, if you're in San Diego, you might be able to see this online, UNLV at CSU. I still don't know.
I'm going to pay attention to the first three games.
You're not?
Probably not.
Oh, you're going to be at the Boise game. That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll see. Oh, that's right. Good point. This game, here's the thing. We're at week 11, and I still don't know what to make of Colorado State half the time.
We're at week 11. We're still not sure of how good or bad UNLV is. We know nothing about.
I would say with UNLV, we know they're competitive and they're a good try-hard team.
which is actually possibly good enough to beat Colorado State. The game, the spread right now is Colorado State by finally over 7.5. For the early part of the week, it was Colorado State by 6.5. So just pushed over to a touchdown favorite. Just.
Is Blake Decker above 60% passing yet this year? Or did he eclipse that a while ago?
I can tell you right now.
He's probably already passed it, but in this game, because UNLV
last week, I can tell you that.
Oh, just last week. Because the Rams' defense is nothing spectacular, in my opinion. We've seen what they've done. They look at I know for San Diego State's a blowout, but some of that was with short fields, and they could turn the ball over well, or turn the ball over. And so I think if you're accurate in your assessment of UNLV secondary being much better, which it is better overall, there's a possibility. If they could force some turnovers, UNLV could pull the shocker here.
Yeah, to answer your question, Blake Decker's sitting at 57%.
Nah, so come on.
Close, but no cigar.
He needs to be about 60% if he's going to beat you, if they're going to beat Colorado State somehow.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
But the Rams, like, Rashard Higgins hasn't done much. You got Dalen Dawkins running okay. Nick Stevens is either really good or it could be really bad. And so, they're like we said last week, Colorado State's kind of like Nevada. They're not an even-level team. They're very extreme highs and very extreme lows of what they can or cannot do.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing, though. Blake Decker came back from injury last week, and he flat out he did pretty well. So here's the two games. Okay, so the two games he has come back. So San Jose State, Fresno State, he was injured, right? Since Idaho State, he was 7-for-11 against Idaho State, 99 yards, 64%. 7-for-11 against Nevada, 86 yards, 64%. The loss against Boise State, his first game back, he was 29-of-50. That for 58%. Like one more completion would have gotten him to the 68%. But that was 29-of-50. That was 357 yards.
That's a lot of passes, too.
Yeah. Hawaii, he was 15-of-24. He was 63%, 258 yards. So he has improved over the last 4 weeks that he's actually played. And we see that leadership come into play. Really, when he's, you know, we've seen that leadership come into play more this year, but not quite. But I think you're right. The 60% needs to happen for UNLV to win.
And that'll be tough because the Rams pass defense a little bit better than I thought. I didn't think they're that good. They're just middle of the pack overall, but they're top four right behind San Jose, Air Force, Utah State. Actually better against Boise yards per game, but that's yards per game is a terrible stat to use. But they have 5 interceptions, only allowed 9 touchdowns, which is tied for second best in the conference.
What about you? What about Colorado State's front 7?
Their rush defense is okay. That's what I was going to say. Actually, it's not okay. They're giving up over 200 yards a game, nearly 5 yards a carry.
There's your weakness right there.
Yeah, that's safe. If Keith Whitley or whoever else runs the ball, if it's who is it, George Nafahas, he still runs the ball a little bit. Or Kurt Pound.
Not really played too much.
Yeah. Or Kurt Poundek gets in and does some running there. He usually get a couple carries for that. You're right. That's where Rebels, if they can get on track, there's the crack they can get.
You haven't brought up UNLV's new dominating weapon. Brand new.
Enlighten me.
Huh? Lexington Thomas.
Oh, Lexi. Good old Lex, right?
Yeah, Lexington Thomas, the freshman this year. Okay, so Keith Whitley had 21 carries for 124 yards, but Lexington Thomas right behind him, 17 carries for 120 yards. Ever since they've gotten him in, playing more, he's just been almost an unstoppable force. And I think UNLV needs to use Whitley as the main back, but Thomas, the more they utilize Thomas, the more there's a chance for UNLV to win.
Hey, it's averaging nearly 5.5 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Which is quite solid. I'm trying to pull up one other thing real quick because I'm looking at season stats, which clearly he's played in all the games. But, yeah, he's had – Idaho State doesn't count. But, yeah, versus – again, I think you should temper that. That was against Hawaii. But still, you go that many yards. He's had a few bright spots. Like San Jose State in limited carries had 35 yards. That was reasonably okay. But if he can get going somehow, and White Keith, I could – why not? I'm not taking UNLV, but I again, why not? Is that how much confidence does that be going? Why not?
You're not taking UNLV, but are you having UNLV cover the spread?
No. It'll be like by 10. It'll be think of this. It'll be similar to the Boise State game, but it won't get that out of hand late.
Well, my friend, I hate to say it.
Is this your stupid upset pick?
Disappoint me.
How do I disappoint you?
Fight for the Rebels of UNLV. They're going to win.
Oh, okay.
Did you just record me saying that?
We did. Yeah, we're live. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's recorded.
No. You were looking at your phone. I thought you were...
Oh, no, I was checking. No, sorry. I got a message real quick, see what it was. I forgot the camera's on, so I had to not do other things. No, I just got a message. I'm like, oh, who's that? No,
UNLV wins.
Interesting. Okay, next game. Here's my...
So next game, this is the problem.
So are you gonna take some photos or something and put them on Twitter for us at the game?
Yeah, well, if I can access I can't access the blog's Twitter feed from my, phone, but I can tweet them out from my phone.
Why is that?
Or from my account. Because I don't have TweetDeck on my phone.
Use Plume, man. Not TweetDeck, Plume.
Whatever.
The same. Plume's amazing. You're lucky, no snow. It'll be 57 degrees for a late 8. It says 8:15, but really...
So it's not going to be 57 degrees when it kicks off. It's going to be like low 40s.
So what it says right here, do I trust ESPN's weather? Do I trust their meteorologist there in Bristol?
Anyway, so this spread has actually increased. It was 29.5 to start. It's moved up to 30. Like, that's a slight increase, but that's still an increase over the course of a week.
Here, let's get this out of the way right now. Boise's not covering this game.
No, they are not.
Because
I would love them to cover this game, but they're not going to cover this game.
I'll give them a 5% chance because they're pissed of last year. But here's the thing. The outside of the first year, I put it in the article here. If, I don't have that pulled up, but Boise's basically the first 2 years, Boise won by they've only beaten this spread essentially one time when they had a big shutout in 2011. The 2012, it was a 28-point victory. Last year, 2 years ago, it was, 17 points where New Mexico scared the crap out of Boise with a big comeback after the Broncos got to a huge lead. And then last year, as I'll keep saying until this game passes, had there not been injuries, Boise State would have lost against New Mexico last year, and that was a single-digit outcome.
Right, exactly.
However, in this year, I don't think the rushing attack is as potent as last year for the Lobos.
No, but I think they've got more weapons available than they had last year.
What's your over-under on Carlos Wiggins touching the ball on offense? Not special teams, but offense.
Touchdowns on offense?
No, touches, touches.
Touches?
Yeah, because last week he got 0, and that's 5. Disappointing.
5.
You think he'll get 5 touches?
5 touches, either in form of Wildcat or in form of a toss his way.
He really should be getting at least 15 a game, in my opinion. He should be, well, that's a lot, that'll pass, but he should be getting close to 10. He should be getting about 5 rushes and about 5 targets.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
Because he's special teams player of the year. He's quite dynamic. He should be getting the ball that many times, and he's not in.
The Lobos are possibly hurt by that.
What was that?
So the Lobos are possibly hurt by that.
Yeah, he's just done it because he's a receiver, but put him in motion, jet sweep, fly sweep, quick screen, quick slant, bubble screen, do something like that to touch, get him in space essentially, and he makes guys miss. He's that good, but I don't know if they'll do that. And I think they maybe they will this game. I don't think they're holding back, but you're going to be there. You're going to be cheering for the Broncos. How do you think they're going to want to come out and just crush New Mexico due to what happened last year?
I think there's part of that feeling. I think absolutely. Is Boise State's team season? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. I think they're a very strong team. I just they still have some glaring holes, though. But I think it's a solid 20-21 point victory. I don't think they can cover the 30.
Do you have any extra faith in this New Mexico defense that actually played pretty well last week versus Utah State?
To what?
Just play better. I mean, normally their defense has been terrible, the Lobos.
Well, I trust them. I trust them to play well or better than they have in past years. Are they going to outperform like how they outperformed last week against Utah State? No, because I think a lot of Utah State's losses last week had to do with Utah State just not performing. There's just too many mistakes. Boise State will not make those same mistakes that Utah State made. They already made those same mistakes against Utah State.
They have one game year with 8 turnovers, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But,
So what do you think? You feel like a 3 touchdown victory is in hand?
Yeah, I think it's going to be probably a 21-point game.
Because here's the Mexico's defense. Yeah. Look at UNLV versus Boise. UNLV put a scare in them for just over 3 quarters.
Right. I think UNLV, although I think Tony Sanchez's offense has kind of started to mimic Boise State's style of play a little bit more under Tony Sanchez, whereas New Mexico is very, very run option heavy. Tony Sanchez likes to put that more balanced style.
Here's a couple things where I think Jeremy McNichols or Kelsey Corey Young will have a big game. 4 games this year, they've given up over 200 yards on the ground. They gave up 279 yards to freaking Tulsa on the ground. Tulsa,
the most pass happiest offense alive.
Yeah, 308 to New Mexico State, 351 to Nevada, 220 yards to Hawaii.
Okay, in defense of New Mexico State, though, Larry Rose III for the Aggies is one of the top rushers in the nation. That's the only weapon that New Mexico State has, and somehow it's earned them the 2 wins over the last 2 weeks.
True. And then you got Tyler Irvin helping to get 317, and somehow Utah State can't figure it out. I'm wondering, is Marcel Yates going to be that upset about this game from last year? I think New Mexico will move the ball. They'll just not able to get points, I don't think. Because when they played last year, there were multiple runs, like a 40-yard run, 60-yard run, multiple big play runs.
There were 275-yard runs last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think those will happen. I think, let me rephrase that. They might get those big runs, but they're not going to get touchdowns off of these. I'm thinking, and this is pure speculation, but they'll get points. Because to stop this offense is very difficult your defense is. They'll move the ball. It's just if they're going to get 3rd and longs, and if Boise can just keep them out of the end zone, don't get those huge runs. That's what I'm thinking may happen. They kind of figured it out, even though it didn't happen last year, but they had a bye week too. Boise did not play last week also, so there's that to consider as well, an extra week. I'm thinking New Mexico put up the yards, but not necessarily the points and maybe set up 4 more field goals than they'd like.
Yeah, I'll go with you there. I still think it's still going to be 21 points or something like that.
I'm thinking like 2 touchdowns about there.
Yeah.
But hey, even if New Mexico loses, they can still get to a bowl game because they'll be 5-5. They have 5 wins, so they have 3 chances to win 1 game. Yep. So there's still hope for. Because on our podcast last week, somebody actually commented on our SoundCloud feed, which is very nice. They must be a new listener, so thank you for that. Me and Chris have. I've said New Mexico to a bowl game for a while. I think last week we were just not, at this point in the year, we're like 5 wins is great, but 6 will be tough to come by because They have Boise.
No. You said that. I said it was still very much a chance that they could go to a bowl game. I actually still said New Mexico to a bowl game.
Apologize. The comment was just directed to both of us. They're like, you guys will be sorry or apologize when they make a bowl game. It's still possible. It's going to be very difficult. And I leaned toward 5-7, which, heck, still very good for the Lobos. And they'll be 5-5 after this game. Next up, we got a lot of late games this weekend. 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 7:30 out there in San Diego. I give my preemptive hello to David. He's waiting for this game with bated breath to see what we say about the Aztecs.
Hi, David.
Hey, David. David, I did use the photo on purpose to get you to comment. So, yes, that was the truth. This game's on CBS Sports Network. Wyoming is getting back Cameron Kaufman, so that's a big plus for them. And I'll say it, he's the better quarterback on the field of this game. So we just say to stick with that theme for my analysis, talk about the quarterbacks. Aztecs are a 24.5-point favorite, but let me ask you a legitimate question, not screwing around or anything, but is because honestly, Maxwell Smith has improved each week. He's just not allowed to throw the ball too many times.
We said 15, Max was 15 for maximum effectiveness.
Will this be the game? Because we know Wyoming's not very good. They'll move the ball with Brian Hill, of course, and probably Cameron Kaufman through there a little bit. Defense will probably fail them as usual this year. Will this be a game where they might allow him to throw the ball a lot to see what he has against an inferior opponent?
No.
Or no. Will they have a big enough lead? Like, no? You still say no?
No. Dude, you want the maximum way to step on somebody's throat? You do what your specialty is. San Diego State, their specialty is running the damn ball. Maxwell Smith, I swear, San Diego State is like right now, and you're going to laugh at me for saying this, their offensive style is similar to Alabama's. The quarterback is primarily there to roll just down. Stand there, hand off the ball, and look pretty, and then make efficient throws when they have to.
So they're Alabama, LSU, and Utah, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Sorry, Maxwell Smith, you're like John Parker Wilson. Not a very good quarterback, but you're pretty good when you need to be. And hey, that's a maximum of 15 times a day.
I think you're being too harsh on JPW. Didn't he get drafted?
Who?
John Parker Wilson. I went initial JPW.
Does he actually play, though?
I don't know. He got shot in the NFL, I think. But if Aztecs had a quarterback, like a not just a game manager, Hasselback type of guy.
No. We're talking like, I forget his name, Ryan Lindley.
Oh, geez. Best quarterback ever in school history.
Yeah. And that's who they need to be going after.
We'll see. I don't think the Aztecs will cover. I think they could, but that's just a lot of points. And with this game being a lot of running between the two schools, I don't see there being enough time on the clock because it's a 24.5 line, but do you notice the over-under is just 51?
Yes. I think they cover. Absolutely, I think they cover. I think they've covered in the first half.
Will they hold it?
Yes.
You don't sound too confident there.
Look, it's going to be like 35-7 when halftime hits.
Okay. I can see that.
Fourth. And, you know, they should, like I said, they'll have the game covered by halftime, but whether they hold or not, I think they hold.
I believe I'm correct in this. If the Aztecs win, which I think it'll be a 21-point victory, I believe if they win, they at least share the West Division title with minimum.
I think at that point they win it outright.
Let me see here really quick.
They share the title, but they win on all the tiebreaks.
No, because you're right, because there'll be two games left after this.
Wow. Yeah.
Have they played Nevada yet?
Yeah.
They already beat Nevada?
Yeah, I think the only team that they play that...
I'm going to check real quick.
Hold on here.
If my internet was any faster, come on.
Oh, no, never mind. They play Nevada the last game of the season.
Okay, so yeah, if Nevada, if they win, they at least share the title.
And but they're going to be higher. They're going to be higher ranked than Nevada anyway.
No, maybe Nevada.
No. I got it. Yeah, never mind. I'm an idiot.
Because there are three games left, so if they win this game, San Diego State could still lose the last two games theoretically. Or not theoretically, but you know, I mean, they'll be 7-3, and if they have two losses and Nevada has two losses, Nevada will win the division. Not right. Likely, but head to head with two losses. So
okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
so share for the essentially share, but not really in the loss column. So Aztecs big next game, midnight on the East Coast, folks.
No, it's not.
Oh.
11 p.m.
11 o'clock on the East Coast, folks. I don't know. I'm thinking of something else. Fresno at Hawaii. These are the two worst teams in the conference, right? Or is it, where'd you put Wyoming below either of these?
Man, you know what the sad part is?
You're not sure?
I think because Hawaii's at home, they have the 4.5-point favorite.
That's got to be all home field, all 4.5, right?
It has to be. I don't see. Oh, my goodness.
Really quick. Over under 2.5 quarterbacks. What are you taking?
Oh, the over. The most definitely over. Now, per team, okay, that gets a little bit tougher, but. Yeah, the tougher question would have been over under 1.5 quarterbacks per team. Should I lose him? You still there? You muted out.
I like when it does it automatically. Mute for me.
Oh, there you go. Cool. You're back.
That's why we should keep video just in case something like that happens.
Why? To look at our facial reactions?
Yeah. What am I looking up here? I'm trying to see. Has Hawaii played Wyoming yet? Oh, they don't. Here's the thing we don't know. Hawaii doesn't play Wyoming, and Fresno doesn't play Hawaii.
Fresno doesn't play Wyoming?
That's what I meant. Sorry. Neither of these teams, to figure out who's the worst team.
Guess what? Well, I'm the one who's been drinking.
You think so? That's correct. But Hawaii and Fresno will not play Hawaii this year. So how do we determine who the worst team is? Even though Wyoming has one loss, I would still give them a chance to beat both of those teams.
I would say records, but I guess we have to go by records. Although to this point, I've been voting Hawaii as the worst team of the conference.
So have I. Oh, I better get that power bulb tomorrow. I forgot last week. let's get to some actual analysis for this game. Is it also really quick? If you're in Fresno, this game's on local TV in the Central Valley there. So check that out. Streaming Mountain West Network. I will be hopefully if I watch any of this. I can do it on a clear screen. If not, I'm just giving up at 9:05 p.m. Mountain Time and focus on the other games.
For analysis, let's go to Matt Kennerly, who's not here. Well, as you can see, both these teams are horrible, and I don't want to watch either one team, and especially I don't want to feel that my team's going to lose, but I know it's going to happen anyway.
We actually do have a quote from Matt Kennerly on this game.
Do we really?
A comment on one of our posts saying, have a night out with your loved one instead. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, have a night out. Honestly, Marquise Waller's okay. Hawaii, Paul Harris there, running pretty well. I honestly don't know what to do with this game because they're both terrible. I'm gonna go Fresno's gonna win and cover this game.
Ooh.
Can I consider this my dumb upset pick because of how bad both teams are?
That might actually be your stupid upset pick of the week.
I think because we got Marquise Waller there. He's obviously the best player. I just want to see Dave Schramm, Tim Drutter, play guy. I don't care if he throws 10 interceptions. Stick to him. unless he gets concussed or has a visible joint going the wrong way, is to keep him in the game.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So why are you taking Hawaii?
Mad if he wants me to say any more analysis on this game.
He's like, what analysis?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just stick to Kelton Anderson. Kelton Anderson cannot be as bad as Ikea Kowalski or Max Wittick at this point.
Or Zach Greenlee, who's actually on his team, who he could get benched for. Zach.
All right, so
what is Matt telling you?
So any more analysis? He says, oh, you mean besides the fact I can't believe they're 4.5-point favorites?
Tell Matt, if Matt's listening, never find out. I'm taking Fresno to win and outright victory.
All right.
All right, real quick. I made a slight error last week. Remember the Navy talk about them? Because Navy's now the top in the college football playoff for the group of five. Yet, I would assume – here's the thing, really quick. Well, two things. That you Army game – hey, did you say Hawaii?
Oh, I did? Okay, yes, yeah. Then Hawaii.
That's like the first thing you said.
Matt just told you you're doing a mistake. You're picking a mistake.
Well, here, let's do this, Matt, because we need to talk about Bombas socks in a minute too. So let's do this. Bombas.com/Mountain West, 20% off. I'm wearing my orange honeycomb calf socks as we speak.
Oh, most I want comfort- to order those this weekend.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to unplug my computer. Let me unless you're watching the YouTube video, this will be quite interesting. Hold on.
This is going to be awesome. oh, they're not the full neon orange ones. Oh, those still look really nice though.
They are nice. Right, they're very comfortable. Continue. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm glad you pointed out those winter ones last week. I may grab me a pair of those pretty soon. The wool ones, I believe you said.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Couple things. They're comfortable. They're great. They donate every pair you buy. You get 20% off if you buy four pairs. Yeah, you see the price? Trust me, it's worth it. Trust me. You will thank me for this. So here's the thing, Matt. If I'm wrong, I will send you a 4-pack of socks.
I'm going to type that to him right now.
and if I don't win, I'll probably still send you a 4-pack of socks. Because I made a dumb pick.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I'm planning on ordering mine sometime this weekend. If not this weekend, the next weekend.
Use our code, bombas.com/Mountain West. It's they're awesome, so check them out. But as for my Navy situation, I was telling you guys, that Army game does count toward the playoff if there's implications. So, for example, I don't know for example, but I guess the way they put it is that if a Navy loss would affect the standings, then they would pick later. But I don't see why they wouldn't, because you lose to Army, you're likely out. So I made a little error like that last week. Did you send me a message or something?
No. I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what that beep was. I'm like, hey, I thought I had a message there. So, yeah, tell him our little wager that four pairs of socks if I'm wrong.
I already told him. He said he might need them because of El Nino. So that's another reason to buy Bombas socks, people. Those of us on the West Coast, El Nino's hitting, so it's going to be a wet winter.
That and also the really quick, the blister tab on the back. See, I have like orange ones. I have yellow ones. I have a teal blue. But if you wear high tops or even low top socks, you can't even tell if you're like, I don't want to be seeing any of these weird colors. Like if there's black on the blister tab there. About it, and they don't slip. So there's a few good reasons for that. We got El Nino. You need to be warm for El Nino. That's a good reason, right?
Yes, absolutely. So continue your Army loss, your Navy losing to Army scenario.
You hear me say that or not?
I heard you saying that.
With Matt there. Basically, the Army Navy game will count toward the standings. So if there's any chance Navy's not the team or is the team and it could lose because you're playing a game, you could lose. All the bowl games involved that will have a setback by a week. So that affects the Mountain West quite a bit because it may or may not, depending if BYU goes to the Las Vegas Bowl over, say, Boise State or San Diego State, whoever wins the conference, it'll affect because they have to hold off on the choice. So less week of practice time, less known opponent. One team who thinks they might get to a bowl game may not because if Navy loses somehow. I don't see them losing to Army, but say you're 6-6 San Jose State or Nevada, and you're like going to the Arizona Bowl, feel, okay, we're good. We got this bowl game. We got here. We got our 7 bowl slots. But somehow they lose, Army upsets Navy. That team gets kicked out, and if the Mountain West takes the Vegas Bowl, and like, well, that affects a lot of people. So let me ask you this, though. Do you watch that playoff committee travesty of a show?
I do not. I just find out the rankings after the show's over. And then I listen to my playoff analysis from our SB Nation guys.
I applaud you very much because it's a mess. I can't watch because I'm working at the moment. But here's what I've noticed so far. If you played in a hurricane and lose, that's okay.
If you play the Hurricanes and lose, it's not okay.
No, in a hurricane. Clemson, Notre Dame.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you play the Hurricanes like Miami.
But what? Apparently, weather's a big issue. Apparently, it doesn't matter what you do. You're Alabama. You're ranked higher. Brand name counts. And then the Big 12 is not getting any respect. Here's my thing. I hate they're doing the rankings every week. Just win. If you're complaining and you're undefeated, just win. Like Houston, they're somehow still 24. They went out. They're going to take the Peach or Fiesta Bowl. That's all there is to it. If you're Iowa and you win out, you're going to be in the playoff. The only teams where it's iffy, if you're the Pac-12 champ, Utah or Stanford to win out, then it gets dicey. But even then, you should be in the playoff. So if you're going to play, if you're in the top 10, if you win out, you're going to be in the playoff, essentially. Because not everybody's going to win out. So.
Right, exactly.
Pump the brakes. So many pump the brakes.
In the top 10 get ready to play each other.
It's just a mess. Like, just, all I can say is just take care of your games. Don't worry about the standings. If you're Navy and win out, you're going to be in. Here's the thing. If you're Navy, you win out, you're going to be in. If you're Memphis, you win out. If you're Temple, you win out. If you're Houston, you win out, you're going to get in. Just win your dang games, and you're going to be in from the American Conference. It'll take a miracle for, say, Boise State wins the conference to get in, but just win your games. That's all I could say. Iowa, who cares? Win your games, you're in. So, whatever. I don't know. Do you have anything else to add for that? Or are we good to go?
Nope.
All right, that's our show for tonight. Check us out, MWCConnection.com, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, soon to be Google Play Music. So,
yes,
soon. And then one cool thing about that, I use Google Play Music a lot. It gives you mute music, so maybe we'll get piped in with the workout crowd. So when you're running, you can hear me and Chris chat about and argue about UNLV and Maxwell Smith being a terrible quarterback.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, so, yeah. me and him are just going back and forth, and we know it's all in good fun. Like his Maxwell Smith for Heisman. But, yeah. We're just screwing around. We know how it is. It's all fun. But yeah, check us out, MWCConnection.com. We got basketball this week, so look for that. We got football games, but heck, everything's going well. Week 11 is going to be rapidly approaching on Saturday, so check out all of our content, and we'll see you guys next time for a recap. And there might be a record for you and me doing shows together in a row, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Or just jinxed it. So we'll see who's here on Sunday night. We'll see you guys later, folks.